In cities, big and small, this weekend, people will gather, as they do every Halloween weekend, for an annual ritual. Saturday night, from Johnson City, Tennessee, to Midland, Michigan, zombies will emerge to reenact the Thriller Dance. Nearly 30 years after its debut, Michael Jackson's Thriller is still hugely popular. In addition to the annual Halloween gatherings, people are still making remixes of the song, and a quick search of YouTube reveals dozens of tribute videos. To talk about Thriller's remarkable staying power, we track down the man who produced and directed Michael Jackson's seminal video, John Landis. He joins us now from London. John Landis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Take me back to when you actually filmed this.
The album, Thriller, was already out for over a year and was the number one selling album of all time already. They had made two videos, Billie Jean and Beat It. Michael was really the first black artist played on MTV, a huge star. And Thriller, the album, was now like number seven or six when Michael contacted me. He had seen An American Werewolf in London, a movie I made that had remarkable makeup effects by Rick Baker. Michael contacted me, and he just wanted to turn into a monster. And I thought about it, and I thought, no, I don't want to do a rock video. They're just commercials for records. And but then I thought, you know what, Mike? How about a theatrical short? And he said, sure.
When you were filming this, was it hard to cast dancers who could dance beautifully but do so as zombies and wear all that makeup, which had to be, you know, heavy and take a lot of time to put on also?
Well, we actually got wonderful dancers because dancers were very anxious to dance with Michael. Michael was an extraordinary dancer. And, I mean, working with Michael Jackson at that time was really nuts. I mean, Fred Astaire came by, Gene Kelly came by, Jackie Kennedy came by. It was Marlon Brando came by. I mean, it was insane. And, they all felt, they really kind of felt privileged to be working with him. And at that time, Michael was 20 years old, and he was wonderful and full of beans. And he was great. He did everything I asked. I remember when I wrote it, I said, Mike, you know, this line, I'm not like other guys, is going to get a laugh. And he said, why? And I said, well, because, Mike, you're not like other guys, and people will laugh. He said, that's okay. I mean, he really was terrific to work with.
When you were filming this, was there any sort of tension in trying to walk a fine line to make a video that would be spooky, but not too spooky, because you were also trying to reach out to young people? I had a chance to talk to Quincy Jones about the filming of this video at one point, and he said that there was a concern about kids who would see this, or young, you know, Michael Jackson always had a
Quincy was there for about... Quincy was there for about 2 hours one night.
Ah, okay.
So he may have been concerned.
He touched on lightly.
I don't know. But, you know, I have to tell you that the music in the video is quite different than the record. That's a story I'll tell now because the statute of limitations is up. But the engineer Bruce Swydeen and the brilliant Quincy Jones, they wouldn't let me have the original tracks. And I tried to explain, I'm going to do a movie mix, which is very different than Needle Drop, which is what videos were and still are. And in order to do that, I needed the original tracks. So I told Michael, and he said, oh, we'll get them. So George Folsey and I and Michael went in Michael's car. He had a big Rolls Royce. We went to the recording studio in Studio City about 3 o'clock in the morning, walked through the lobby, and Mike waved to the night watchman with a big suitcase. We went in the back. We took the reels off the racks, went out, drove across town to Tadeo and Hollywood, duped all the tracks, and then returned them. The whole thing took an hour.
You're kidding.
If you watch the video, people never notice the song is 11 minutes long in the video. And it's the same original tracks, totally recut and remixed. In fact, Vincent Price re-recorded the narration for me because I couldn't use the record narration because it was mixed with a synth track. And Mr. Price very graciously came in and redid it.
John Landis directed and produced Michael Jackson's Thriller video, as well as many other classic Hollywood films, including National Lampoon's Animal House and The Blues Brothers. His new book is called Monsters in the Movies. John Landis, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.